Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on Business Rock Hill, the city of Rock Hill is working on the development of its proposed Aspen Business Park. RHEDC Director Stephen Turner said the area is along South Carolina 161, Heckle Boulevard, and Museum Road.
So this is a little over 200 acres located between South Carolina 161 and Heckle Boulevard. It is owned by two different property owners. One is some descendants of the Barron family, and then Reformed Theological Seminary, which received a little over 100 acres of land in a bequest from a member of the Barron family.
The RHEDC has developers working with them on the project.
Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation has been working with the seminary on the property on the right-hand side of the screen. Childress Klein Properties in Charlotte, big national developer, is working with the Barron family on the property on the left-hand side of the screen. So Childress Klein.
One of the things the RHEDC took action on yesterday was a grant offered by Santee Cooper.
Santee Cooper has offered a $767,000 grant to support infrastructure development for this park. Now, the total infrastructure package, you see that road going through the middle of the site? That is a road that would connect Museum Road at the top down to Heckle Boulevard at the bottom.
Turner said along the top of the business park is a Norfolk Southern train line that hasn't seen a train in at least 12 years.
The only reason that rail line has not been abandoned is that it is the only possible rail service to reach the Catawba nuclear plant. So that if Duke Energy ever needed to move a big piece of equipment in or out by rail, they would have to rehabilitate probably 12 to 15 miles of rail line.
Turner said they went to Norfolk Southern a year and a half ago to request permission to relocate a crossing at Aspendale Road and realign it at Museum Road. They said no and did not want to cooperate.
Last month, Mayor Geddes, David Vihan, Jeremy Winkler, and I all went down to Columbia, had a meeting with Norfolk Southern officials, with SCDOT, discussed it, really didn't get any. They don't want to cooperate. They admit that this is a line that has not seen a train in well more than a decade. They admit that it is highly unlikely that we will ever see a train on this line again.
Norfolk Southern said a change did not align with their policy.
They're not going to do things because it's good for the city of Rock Hill or it's good for the state of South Carolina. They're only going to do things that benefit Norfolk Southern.
Turner said this creates a big obstacle for the RHEDC and the city trying to develop the park in a safe and effective way, and they will continue to work to try and persuade Norfolk to change their mind. And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM. Brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation. Connecting bright minds and big ideas.